The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here?
Eric Metaxas. Hey, folks, we've turned the corner. The days are getting longer. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the sun. The sun. Albin.
Yes, sir.
Christmas is coming up here. And I thought to myself, we got to do a couple things. First of all, we got to announce that our sponsor, who's glowering behind me, Mike Lindell. Okay. Anything you buy at mypillow.com or mystore.com helps our sponsor, Mike Lindell, and helps the show if you use the code Eric. So we want to remind you to do that. And I want to remind you that the Uncle Muggsy books that are available at mystore.com are priced so low that I'm saying this as a warning. We're going to increase the price. So if you ever wanted these great books, I promise you, here's what's going to happen. I'm just going to tell you. If you ever get them, you're going to go, I didn't realize they're so beautiful. They're huge. Buy them while they're still this price because you're going to be very sorry. In the next segment, I'm going to do a dramatic reading of Uncle Muggsy and the Terrible Twins of Christmas, written by Eric Metaxas and Tim Raglan, illustrated by Tim Raglan. It's kind of like Frasier meets the Little Rascals. I'm not kidding. It's very innocent and fun, but it's also witty. It has a kind of a British flair, even though it's American. Next, we've been doing Christmas song parodies. John Zmirak wrote Biden Did You Know, which is still available. It's still out there, but they keep taking it down. There's a Chinese version that's up. I'm not kidding. There's a Chinese version, and we'll keep putting it up so you can see it. But the Chinese version, it only has Chinese subtitles, so you can enjoy the English as well. But I think that's the only one that's still up. But then I wrote a song to go along with God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And Chris Himes brilliantly put together yet another video. So we have Just Rest Ye in the Basement, Friend, which is the Bidens Know How to Run Campaigns by staying in the basement. Chris, you did that. It was amazing. Congratulations.
Singer. Eric, I was just thinking if the radio show doesn't work out for us, we can start a satirical song parody karaoke company.
We're going to get so rich doing that. Why are we even doing this now? Okay. So then, but Albin really started this whole thing off because Albin wrote, an anti-fa-la-la-la-la-la-la song. Now, Albin,
yes,
the world has been clamoring for this and yet we haven't given them any more. Can you share with our audience your Christmas parody?
I can. In fact, I have a new second verse to the anti-fa-la-la song, the anti-fa Christmas carol, right? So if you don't mind, I'd like to sing the first verse and then go right into the second verse, if that's
You know
okay.
what? I do mind, but I insist you do it anyway. Go ahead.
Okay, just because you mind. Here we go. Here we go. And a one and a two. Burn the halls with Molotov cocktails. Anti-fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. See the blazing shops before us, anti-fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our masks and baseball bats, antifa, antifa, la la la. While we steal your hard-earned treasure, antifa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll and cancel conservative websites, anti-fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Defund the police and disarm gun owners, anti-fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Follow me to the mostly peaceful protest. Antifa, Antifa, la, la, la. Before I return to my mommy's basement. Antifa, la, 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 la.
You know what? You go to the head of the class, my friend. Chris, you're out. James, engineer, you're out. Albin, you go to the head of the class. That is unbelievable. Great. It's a heartwarming tale of Marxist violence. What more could we ask for at this Yuletide season? I'm so grateful to you for your sick sense of humor. God bless you. Now,
when
look.
When I see red, I think Marxist.
Enough fun, all right? Let me just say that, gosh, we've got so much to be thankful for, even in the midst of the madness of this year. I think I mentioned earlier in the week that we put up some videos. Socrates in the City, I did an interview, two interviews 5 years ago, with one with Colin Nickel, who wrote The Great Christ Comet, spectacular book where he says that the Star of Bethlehem was really a comet. It seems to be definitive. When you read the book or when you listen to my interview with him at SocratesInTheCity.com, which we are posting on our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show, you're going to see that he probably got it, number one. Number two, we're posting an interview with Michael Ward, dear friend who wrote one of the greatest books, and it is probably the greatest literary discovery of the 20th century. Think what I just said, how big that would be if it's true, and I think it's true. It's called Planet Narnia is the title of the book. There's a shorter version called The Narnia Code, and there's a BBC documentary called The Narnia Code made by my very good friend, Norman Stone, the director. It's amazing because it gets us to think about the conjunction of planets and what C.S. Lewis thought. I won't go into it, but visit our YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show, and I think we will have those posted. They should be posted right now. We've got all kinds of other stuff. My goodness, Christmas is just about upon us, and you know what? I want to say again, until the end of the year, we're asking you to donate to CSI. Now, we've talked about this many times. There are people being enslaved in our time, while we are living in a free country that has its challenges, but is nonetheless still free. We're dealing with things around this world that are just hard to fathom. If you go to our radio website, metaxastalk.com, we'd love to encourage you to free a slave. There's no hyperbole. There's no metaphor. This is real. Metaxastalk.com. If there's anyone for whom you wish to get a present, you can't think what to get them, what greater thing conceivable than to tell them that in your name for Christmas gifts, I have freed a slave because of CSI, Christian Solidarity International. You go to our website once again, it's metaxastalk.com. You will see the banner. You can do that. I still can't get over it. And I say again, if there's anybody out there who can give a huge amount, like $10,000 tax deductible, to free 40 human beings from slavery through CSI, it would be my privilege to join you for dinner to spend the evening with you. Albin, can you say the phone number for those people who'd prefer to make a phone call to CSI?
Yes. Please call today. It's 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522.
3522. I want to reiterate that all these places where you can get books, I have to say this because there's so many different places. If you want signed books by me, you go to the Socrates in the City website. If you prefer to get my Donald the Caveman books signed, you go to shopmetaxas.com. Hats, mugs, Albin's wonderful book, six books. This is the time. The prices are nuts. The same thing goes for if you go to mystore.com, which is you got to use the code Eric because it's part of mypillow.com. If you go there, the prices are just nuts. The prices for the Uncle Muggsy book and stuff are just insane. We are way over time. Congratulations.
The fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hey there, folks. I tell you, sometimes I don't have words. My guest right now is Dr. Hormoz Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries. Hormoz, welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for letting me share.
Well, look, you come to me with the highest recommendation. Our friend Dean Crowder has been telling me about you for a long time. Now, is he the head of Iran Alive Ministries, or he's one of the heads?
No, he just joined our board, and he is the chairman of the board now. He is so much involved and such a great vision for the Middle East, especially Iran. I just invited him to be the chairman of the board.
It's amazing to me that Dean is the chairman of the board of Iran Alive Ministries. He's a very dear friend, and he's been telling me about you for a long time. Finally, now you've come out with a book called Iran's Great Awakening, and I don't know where to start, Hormoz, because first of all, you have an amazing story. Before we talk about what God is doing in Iran right now, which is stunning, stunning, because Dean has told me, stunning, positive, amazing, amazing. But before that, let's get to your story. What is your story?
Well, I was born in Iran as a Muslim and was pretty devout in the early years of my life. But in my teenage years, I said, repeating these prayers doesn't make sense. Just be a good person and follow your dream, which my dream was to get a PhD in America and become a research scientist. So I studied hard. I was a good student. At the time of revolution in Iran, I was a young student on the streets of Tehran shouting, death to America, death to America. But, you know, in my heart, I was saying, please, not yet, because I want to go there, get my PhD. So, and by the way, I've changed my mind about America. America is a blessed country, and I sing God Bless America. So I came to United States for graduate studies right after revolution, and I got into a journey of faith. Which one is true, Islam or Christianity? So I studied Quran and the Bible, I compared them, and after a few months of just struggle, which one is true, for me it was clear. Jesus is the way, he's the savior. One day I prayed and my life was transformed from that day on.
What year was that?
It was 1980.
Now you were at that point in the United States or in Iran?
I was in the United States. I came to United States. I was a student at the University of Southern California studying for my PhD there. I just went through that journey there. And I come to Christ in Southern California. And my life has changed so dramatically. I say, it's selfish if I keep this message to myself. I need to share it with others. So I started sharing with other Muslims, and they started coming to Christ. First, it was hard in the 80s, but then more and more, hundreds and then thousands and then tens of thousands through satellite television have come to Christ through our ministry, just sharing the gospel.
This is so much to talk about. Many young people don't remember, because you and I are probably around the same age, what was going on in Iran, the revolution with Ayatollah Khomeini. Iran went from being a Western-style state to being under Sharia law, going back to like the 7th century, unbelievably strict persecution to people who were not on the same page as the Ayatollah. It was an unbelievable thing to watch. And then, of course, the American hostages were taken, and President Carter was in the middle of that. And the day that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, the hostages were released. And in a way, we turned a page. Were you in America when Reagan was inaugurated?
Yes. Yes, I was. And as you mentioned, Iran went through 40 years of spiritual journey. And 40 years of Islamic rule. So people of Iran today, they have seen the effect of Islam. It's not just they read in a book, they have experienced it. Iran is the only country led by clergy, and that for 40 years. So the people of Iran today, and that's shocking, they have rejected Islam and they are looking around. Iranians are no longer Muslims. I'm making some bold statements the last few years, Eric, but recent survey and research has proven what I've been saying the last few years and what I've been writing in the book. So these are the statements have come to pass. It's already coming to pass. Number one, Iran will be a Christian nation. What? Yes.
Now, wait a minute. That's crazy talk. We got to hit pause right there. Listen, Hormoz, this is a very serious program. We don't joke. So let me say to you that our mutual friend, who's the chairman of the board now of Iran Alive Ministries, Dean Crowder, he told me this. And I said, is it possible? Because Dean, he's not famous for joking. He told me this. And I said, this is such good news. My audience has to hear. This is just beyond belief. So I want you to tell me in detail. We're going to take the rest of the hour. But you are telling me in truth that so many Iranians are coming to faith in Jesus that, first of all, the news is not getting out. People have to tune into this program to hear this. No one is talking about this in my world. I mean, when you say that Iran's going to become a Christian nation, what do you mean? Back this up. Help us get some idea of what you're saying, because this is wild stuff.
First of all, that statement is not my idea. That's God's idea. Jeremiah 49:38 talks about he will set his throne in Elam, which is completely inside Iran today. So Iran being saved is not my passion and just statement making. If you believe God, God says he will set his throne there. And what does it mean? Jesus setting his throne in Iran. What does that mean? It means a Christian nation. It means a nation saved by the grace of God. It means that the base for blessing the whole world to the whole Middle East. And now what I'm saying is, yes, the promise is there in the Bible.
Now, what is the phrase in the Bible? Because I didn't hear that you said he will set his throne where?
In Elam. Elam and Persia are two names in the Bible that both refer to today's Iran, because they're completely.
And how do we spell Elam? How do we spell Elam?
E-L-A-M.
Okay. So it says it. What part of scripture does it say it?
Jeremiah 49.
Okay.
Verses 34 and on. But that verse is Jeremiah 49:38.
Okay. So you've been living in the United States your whole adult life, but you've been ministering in Iran. Tell us, because most people, you know, we're so focused on whatever we're focused on. What Dean Crowder was telling me, I mean, the level of revival of people that are ostensibly Muslim. In other words, they may just be culturally Muslim, or they just say, look, I'm an Iranian, so I must be a Muslim, but they don't really believe it. I mean, we're seeing across the board Iranians of all stripes, whether serious Muslims or just cultural Muslims, they're turning to Jesus. What is going on in Iran? In other words, it would seem to me that the Iranian clergy that run this country of Iran, they would not be happy about this. Are they cracking down? What is going on?
Well, yeah, of course they are not happy, and they are on the losing side. They know they have lost the population. They know their message cannot match the power of the gospel. The message of Islam and what they are teaching and what they're living has no match with the Christian message of love, forgiveness. When you compare, and I did compare Islam and Christianity, the Bible and Quran. When you compare objectively, there is no match. And today, more and more of Iranians are comparing. There is something like a cap. They have been set free to think. You know, Muslims are not allowed to question their faith. In Iran, millions are questioning their faith. So they're comparing. That's why they're becoming and being set free from the spirit of Islam. Now, let me tell you about the recent survey. You know, another bold statement I've been making, and people were saying, hey, come on, are you serious? One bold statement the last few years I've been making. Iran is no longer an Islamic nation. People say, what? What are you saying? Because I'm in touch with Iranians. But just 2 months ago, a very scientific survey came out from a university asking people, what do you believe? These are beliefs of Iranians. Can you believe it, Eric? Less than one third of Iranians said we are Muslims. You look in the book, it's 98%. You Google it, it's 98%. But today, less than one third believe in Islam. So Iran already has stepped away from Islam. And we as Christians, we are at a historical time to make history. You know, things like this happen once, maybe twice a century. We see Japan or Russia opening up for just a period of time. Today, it's Iran. This is a time to make history. My job is to wake Christians up, say, let's not mess it up this time. I think
okay.
We mess it up in Japan.
We're going to be right back, Russia. Folks. The book is Iran's Great Awakening. Get a copy. We'll be right back.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Hormoz Shariat. What is that, Irish? Just kidding. You look, when I look at your eyes, because of course some people are watching this on YouTube and I can see you, you look Persian. It's so interesting how certain people from certain places, you say, this guy really looks, you know, and how can you say, but you are from this nation. God brought you to the United States. You discover Jesus, and now you are declaring something that so many people have prayed for decades, that the people of Iran are waking up from this bad dream of forced Islamic rule, where they are not even given the opportunity to think what is truth, but they're told if you don't agree with this, that you will be persecuted. And you're telling me that many Iranians are thinking for themselves, they're coming to faith. How long has Iran Alive Ministries been reaching out to Muslims? There's my first question.
Well, after I got saved, I started evangelizing and planting churches in Northern California. But after September 11, we started a satellite broadcast. Right after that, December of 2001, we bought 1 hour of broadcast. We paid for it from a secular channel. And from day one, the moment we started broadcasting, our phone calls were coming in and were jammed with so many people of Iranian coming and asking questions and coming to Christ. Day and night, we were leading people to Christ. So from day one, 2001, we started, and now it's about 20 years, over 19 years of broadcasting. So what we do is not just broadcast, not just go, satellite broadcast, we go over the heads of the mullahs into people's homes, and the government cannot stop it, and they're not happy. So the power of media, going into privacy of people's home, doors closed, and talk to them about Jesus, and they're open. Eric, any message I share on satellite, any message, simplest message, people start calling and praying to receive Christ.
Are people in Iran, are they able to access the internet? Can they watch this program in Iran, for example?
Internet is controlled by the government. Internet is dangerous. Our website is blocked. It's slow, intentionally very slow, so you cannot watch videos. Intentionally very expensive. Downloading a video takes a long time, and you have to pay big money. So for this situation, satellite is number one. Yes, we are on the internet.
Okay, I'm wondering if people in Iran are able to watch this program at ericmetaxas.com or on YouTube, because we're on YouTube. But you've been reaching out since the 80s, and you have seen more fruit recently. That's why this book is called Iran's Great Awakening. And the book is new, right?
Yes, it just came out a couple of months ago.
Okay. So when you say Iran's Great Awakening, you're not exaggerating. You are saying that there is a revival happening in Iran. This is big news, Hormoz. Most of the world has never heard about this. This is huge news. So give us some details. I mean, how many people are in Iran, and how many people do you think of the population are turning toward faith in the God of the New Testament?
Well, there are 80-some million people in Iran, and number of Christians, nobody knows, just an estimate. My estimate is 2 to 3 million. By the way, it's funny. When I say 2 to 3 million believers, these are all Muslim background believers in Iran. My friends in the West say, oh, Hormoz, you're just exaggerating. At the same time, our leaders in Iran, when I tell them there are 2 to 3 million believers in Iran, our leaders who are serving underground church in Iran, they tell me, oh, why do you downplay what God is doing? It's much more than that. Where we go on streets, we run into Christians everywhere. We take a taxi. Taxi driver starts witnessing to us. So nobody knows, but 2 to 3 million people is a very conservative estimate.
The
rate of growth is high. Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. Research has shown.
Okay, now stop right there. This was an amazing sentence. Anytime any of my guests says something like this, I say, hold on. Say that again, because that is like a breaking news item. Say this again.
Well, Operation World, which is a very respectable mission organization, research organization, they did research and they came up with this. Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. 19.6% per year. So the rate of growth is very high. So Iran is doubling its Christian population every 4 years.
I mean, look, that is just unbelievable. So if it's 3 million, it's going to be 6 million. If it's 5 million, it's going to be 10 million. It's just so funny, Hormoz, because, you know, this is not typically, I don't think of this as a news program or a news breaking program. But the fact that I have not read this, this is gigantic news. We're not talking about Portugal. We're talking about Iran. And you're telling me that it is the fastest growth of Christians, serious Christians, not just, you know, people who go to church twice a year, in a nation where there's persecution. I mean, what is going on? What is the government doing to people who come to faith? Are they having to be very quiet about it? How does this work?
Well, they're on the losing side, so they cannot stop it. And when you cannot answer something, you know, when you're in argument, when you cannot answer the opponent, you turn into violence. So the only thing the government is doing is to turn it to violence, arresting Christians, putting them in long-term jail. If you have a Bible, if you have a group in your home, 10
okay,
years,
listen, we have to go to a break, but we're coming back. Folks, the ministry is Iran Alive. The book is Iran's Great Awakening. Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Hormoz Shariat, S-H-A-R-I-A-T, Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries. What is the website for Iran Alive Ministries?
Just iranalive.org.
Okay, iranalive.org. I hope a lot of people will go there. We'll post it on our social media. The book you've written is called Iran's Great Awakening. Yeah. You're not exaggerating. This is amazing news, Hormoz.
Amen. May I share about my book a little bit?
Please.
First of all, it's very up to date and you will be encouraged. This is not about what enemy is doing. That's what God is doing, turning a nation, an Islamic nation. Iran will be in the first Islamic nation that turns to Christ. But the best way to connect with us and get the book is to text a word to a number. Text the word Iran, I-R-A-N, to the number 74784.
74784. So text the word Iran, I-R-A-N, to 74784.
Yes.
Text Iran to 74784. And of course, they can also go to iranalive.org.
That's right. And for any donation, I will send you the book. And by the way, I don't get any benefit from the book. It's dedicated for the ministry. It's just for the work of ministry. But I encourage you to get updated. God is doing something great around the world. And Iran, it will be the first Islamic nation. History is in the making. I'm encouraging. You know, sometimes I feel, Eric, God is frustrated with us Christians. When I look at Iran, I feel Jesus is telling us, the church, what else can I do? I died for the Muslims. I love them and I died for them. And I have opened their hearts to hear and listen and respond to the gospel. Jesus says, I'm appearing to them in visions and dreams and miracles. What else can I do? It's your turn. You do your part and this nation and the nations will be saved. He is doing his part. Arby?
Oh boy, listen, this is such good news, Hormoz. And really, I feel like we're old friends already just because I see the love of God in your eyes. And when we hear this kind of thing, it gives us hope because so many of us in the United States, we have seen our own nation in many ways struggle horribly and take God for granted. So when you hear that people in a nation officially Islamic, brutally persecuting Christians, when you hear that Christians are coming, that Iranians are coming to faith in Christ in these numbers at this rate, it gives us hope. We hear the same thing going on in China, that they are a communist, horrible, Marxist, evil government, and that there are millions and millions of Christians underground in the midst of this persecution. We need to hear this. So I'm so thrilled to have you on. The book is Iran's Great Awakening, but you're saying the best way is to go to iranalive.org or to get it, or to text the word Iran to 74784. Iran, text the word Iran to 74784. Why do you think that the mainstream media is not covering this? This seems to me rather major news.
Well, that's another hour of talk, because as an ex-Muslim Christian, I can see the bias in the mainstream media. For example, I get life threats. We get life threats. And if I go to, which I have, to the media saying, I'm getting life threats. Look at this. There's a video against me. This is a video that the Muslims are saying, we're going to kill Christians. And they're all in YouTube everywhere. And if I tell them, hey, they are doing this to me, they say, they shut me down. They say, you are a racist, you're anti-Islamic, you're Islamophobic. I'm just saying they are threatening me. But if I speak up, it's me, I'm shut up. You know, they discontinued my the Facebook, they discontinued one of our Facebooks in Farsi, and our Twitter, the Twitter account was discontinued. And
Wait. Twitter shut down the account of Iran Alive Ministries?
Yeah, yes.
Why?
And I don't know. They say the bad content. And I do not talk hatred towards Muslims. I have given my life to love Muslims. My approach is not hate speech, but they looks like there is an anti-Christian bias there.
Well, look, we know there is. But this is where it becomes like comedy, right? Here you are, an Iranian. You're in America. You're smiling. You're loving your people. And Twitter calls this hate speech. We're living in madness. And that's why we have to remind each other we're not crazy. We are doing God's work. And there has always been spiritual warfare and people who are blind, and they're being used to try to crush God's message. And guess what? They cannot succeed. They will never succeed. What you're telling me right now, it's so beautiful. It's so, I mean, if it weren't for our friend Dean Crowder, I wouldn't know about this. I would not know about this. Is anybody writing articles in the Christian media, Christianity Today, or any of these magazines about this?
Yes, and I have written articles in both Charisma magazine and Christianity Today. But yeah, once in a while, they touch what's going on in Iran in a way. Yeah.
I'm glad because as you know, the mainstream media, this is like the third rail, to use a subway term. They it just makes them uncomfortable. And of course, if you're against the mullahs, in a way, you know, you're anti-Obama, you're anti, you know, it becomes immediately political, right?
Right.
Because we have our former president Obama was feeling that the way forward with Iran was quite different from Trump's position. I mean, I don't know if you speak about that.
Well, I don't talk politics, even though I have my own belief. I just present the facts. The fact is this, that people of Iran do not like Obama, but they really liked Trump. And I can give you reasons from their point of view.
And so we just have 10 seconds. Give me one reason and we'll come back and we'll keep talking.
Well, Obama helped the government of Iran. That's for one thing. And Trump, with the sanctions, it's hurting the government of Iran. And Iranians are against their government. Anything that hurts their government, they're for it.
All right. So another reason to vote for Donald Trump in case people didn't vote yet. Just kidding, because it's December. It's a little late, but we'll be right back. We're talking to the head of Iran Alive Ministries. Don't go away.
You better watch out. You better not.
Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Hormoz Shariat. He's the head of Iran Alive Ministries, iranalive.org. Hormoz, you did not say earlier when you were telling your story, you have seen the evil side of Islam. Your brother was arrested and killed by the Iranian regime. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a new believer, and my family was not yet Christians. Now, many, many are Christians. So I was praying for my family and my...
This was in the 80s?
Early 80s, yes. And my brother, who was 16 years old, was arrested on minor political charges. They kept him for 2 years, and they were telling my mom, oh, we're going to let him go. He's doing fine. But when he turned 18, they called my mom, said, come and get his body. We just executed him, shot him. And when my mom went to get her son's body, they charged her for the bullets. They charged whatever expense. So she had to pay money to get her son's body back. For me, I went through some kind of crisis of faith. I said, God, I prayed for his salvation. And now he's dead. By the way, God, this is not right. This is injustice. What should I do? It was like 3 days of mourning. I was saying, God, I'm going to take revenge. I want to take revenge. Then I realized, no, God says revenge is hate them. I just hate them. Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to love even my enemy. So I'm not supposed to hate. I'm angry at them. I said, God, I'm really angry. Oh, I'm not supposed to be even angry as a Christian because you sin in your heart. So I said, God, what can I do as a Christian? This is injustice. Can I at least cuss a little bit to make me feel better? I said, no, you cannot even do that. Yeah. You worship with your mouth. You cannot even curse with your mouth. Doing that 3 days, I say, God, what is it? And this is what I felt God told me. Number one, your enemy are not those who killed your brother. You have one enemy, and that's Satan. Those people are victims in the hands of your enemy. So start loving them.
Wow. Big reminder. Anybody who is a human being is made in the image of God. That is not your enemy. That's beautiful, because they are tools of the enemy. The enemy is using and abusing them. He does not care for them. But when this happened to you, I mean, why would, just so people understand the evil, because many Americans don't understand there's evil in the world. Why would the Iranian regime of clerics murder your brother? Why do you suppose they did this?
And it wasn't just my brother. Why do they kill so many people? Just the last 2 years, 5,000 people have been killed in the last 2 years on streets, in jails. Why do they do that? Their source is the belief of Islam. In Islam, human life does not matter. Allah does not care about human life. So killing the opponents of Allah actually is mandated. It's doing the work of God in their mind. You know, Jesus said there will be a day that they kill you and they think they're serving God. This is the day, Islam, killing people, thinking they're serving Allah, their God. So killing any opponents, I get life threats. They want to kill me.
Now, it's so funny you say life threats. Why don't you say death threats? Maybe you get more attention from the media if you say death threats. That's the typical term.
Death threats, but I don't talk about death. They want to take away my life. But
listen, you're such a joy to talk to, and I'm sorry we're out of time. Hormoz, you're a new friend. We're going to have you back to continue this conversation. I'm so grateful to our friend, Dean Crowder, who's the head of the board of Iran Alive Ministries, for introducing us. The book is Iran's Great Awakening. You can text the word Iran to 74784. Text Iran to 74784. Hormoz, we will have you back. IranAlive.org is the website. God bless you.
God bless you, Eric. I appreciate you very much.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. What fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.